This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 855. Do you walk the talk? Find out today. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, learn a brand new phrase and take a moment to reflect on how your life actions are in alignment with your goals to live an awesome life.
Hey, Michelle, what's going on?
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Well, I'm a little bit sore. I went to the gym yesterday and I did a class called Burn. I never lift weights, but I figure because I'm getting like into my mid-30s, I should lift weights, you know, because they say like women in their 30s should lift weights. And so I did all this weightlifting and now I'm sore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you like to lift weights?
I do, but I haven't done it in a while, but I should get back into it. I was pretty buff over the summer.
Really?
not buff, but for me, it was buff. My arms are kind of buff, and then I stopped doing it. And the thing is, once you stop, it just all melts away, like, so fast.
I know. That's the problem. That's the problem I have with getting in shape. It's like, yeah, I can go crazy and get in shape in a month or 3 weeks, and then, like, I take off a week, and I lose all my work. It's why
it's so frustrating. Yeah. Like, yeah, if you go on vacation or something, like, what do you can't just like, I don't know. Yeah. I guess it's a life choice.
I guess so. I guess it just has to become like a habit that we take pride in. Like, it becomes something we want to do regularly. But like, yeah, that's very discouraging to me that I could work so hard that I could get out of shape so quickly.
Yeah.
What's the point, know, right? Anyway, so Michelle, are there any people like public figures, maybe athletes, or we're talking about getting in shape, or movie stars or singers that you look up to?
That's a good question. Two of my favorites are Beyonce and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston. Interesting. Okay. She does a lot of rom-coms.
Yeah. Well, I just like her from Friends. I mean, the movies are fine, but okay. I like them. I just because Friends has always been my favorite. So I always loved her since I was little.
So for Beyonce, what would you say is Beyonce's like core message? I feel like she's kind of political. Or she makes
she can be
statements.
Kind of political. Yeah. I mean, she's a lot about, you know, empowerment. I would say that's her.
Yeah. Perfect. So do you think that she walks the talk, walks her talk? Would you say she walks her talk? What does she say that, like, is it empowerment for women or what? What kind of empowerment?
Yeah, a lot of empowerment for women. I mean, she also, you know, for African Americans, I think that that's big for her. Okay. And I can definitely respect that. Just empowerment all around.
Yeah. Do you think that she, like, is she a good example? Like, does she display those characteristics of being, like, strong and standing up for marginalized people in her daily life from what you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about her daily life, but she seems to me to be very true to her word. I don't know.
So it sounds like she walks her talk, walks the talk. Yeah.
Could be.
Okay. Maybe. We don't know for sure. Okay. So that's what we're talking about today. I love that example. Beyonce, I was thinking you might say Lady Gaga, but I think we've talked about Lady Gaga together. She's another example.
Oh, yeah. You like Lady Gaga, right?
Well, yeah. I went to her concert in September and I liked how like authentic she was in front of the audience. I like her. I think she's cool. But so today's example and episode is about this phrase, walk the talk. Okay. If you guys don't know what that means yet, don't worry. You will by the end and you'll be able to use it. So let's jump into a question from a listener, Michelle. Could you read it? We don't have this listener's name, unfortunately.
Okay. Here we go. Hi, Lindsay. Hope you are fine. Thank you for reading my message. And of course, thank you, Michelle and Jessica, for the greatest podcast ever. Thank you. So I heard from a native speaker the expression walk the talk. Could you please explain what this means and how we can use it? And if possible, tell us more expressions like this one. Thanks again. Have a wonderful day. Thank you. Good question.
Yeah, such a good question. And I love it when we have our listeners come back from hearing something from a native speaker or from native radio or TV. And then they ask us, because, you know, that's pretty reliable what you hear from native speakers. You should be listening to native speakers. Okay. So it's a good question. I mean, so this listener asked about if it was maybe she didn't ask that. So, Michelle, where should we start today? I mean, when it comes to this phrase, walk the talk, what does it mean?
Do what you say.
Do what you say. Exactly. Exactly. It's a very American phrase, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. The phrase, it comes from the phrase, if you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk.
Right.
Yeah. So if you go to the dictionary, you'll find this definition, guys. Perform action consistent with one's claims.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, that sounds about right.
So let's give our listeners some context, because it's all about context. Like, when do we actually use it?
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, it could be related to someone talking boastfully or someone bragging, right? So saying they can do something or that they will do something.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you say that you can run a marathon in under 5 hours, then that's the talk, right? But can you walk the talk? Meaning, can you do that? Can you follow that up with actual action? Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So then, or another example would be an athlete talking about self-discipline, but then he gets pulled over for DUI, or maybe he gets out of shape, then he's not walking the talk because he's talking about self-discipline, but then he's drinking and driving, right? That's the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Or a coach who sets an example for his students by eating 100% plant-based diet, but then you see him at McDonald's, right?
He doesn't walk the talk, right?
Right.
So what are some kind of terms that are related to this, just dancing around this phrase? We don't have any like exact swap-ins for this, but our listener asked for related ways to talk about this concept. I mean, what would they be, Michelle?
So one of them would be to be in integrity.
I think that makes sense, right? Because, you know, you are in integrity if you do what you say you're going to do, or you do what you say you can do.
Right.
Is the definition of integrity.
Right. You know? And you could also have integrity.
Yeah, you could. Exactly. And then what would be something else?
To be credible.
Yes, to be credible, to be believable.
Right. Believable. Right. I like this one. To be all talk.
I love that. The phrase, you're all talk, right? You're all talk. So that would be the opposite of these first two examples, integrity and credible. Oh, you're all talk. He's all talk. He can't do that.
Okay. Right.
What do you think about the phrase, a straight shooter?
A straight shooter. I like it. So that's more about like an honest person, right?
Yeah. I think I'm not sure if this really belongs in this category in this episode, to be honest, because I hear this phrase straight shooter, but I'm not exactly sure what it means. But I looked it up and I think it means like you said, an honest person. So it's not as much about your actions aligning with your words. It's more about just being honest, being trustworthy. Okay.
That's funny. So, I guess I would have. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, do you don't think so?
No, I'm thinking of straight. I guess I've thought of straight shooter as someone who like works hard and works hard and does what they say. I guess that's what I would have thought. I guess honest person, like someone who works really hard. That's what I don't know. Now I'm confused. Yeah. But yeah, let's go with the dictionary.
Well, yeah, looking at the dictionary now, it says a person who's very honest. But broadly speaking, it could apply to both, right? Like if you're honest, like you say what you're going to do, you do what you say you're going to do. That would be honesty on some level. Or it could just be about what you say is true about other things, right? But let's not overcomplicate it. Basically, a straight shooter is someone you can trust in their actions and in their words. There you go.
Got it.
Okay, got it. Okay, good, guys. All right, what's another example?
All right. Great. Another example is, sets a good example.
That person sets a good example. Like, do you remember that phrase? I think this will come up in just a second, actually, later in the episode. But do you remember that phrase, do as I say, not as I do?
Yep.
Yeah, that was like, I feel like that was on a smoking commercial or something, or a smoke-free commercial in the 90s. Like, you had like the big brother, he would like tell his little brother not to smoke, and then he would go and smoke, and he'd be like, do as I say, not as I do. Right? You know what
right,
I mean?
Right. No, I remember. Yeah, they're kind of cheesy commercials.
Yeah, really cheesy. But anyway, sets a good example, is a good model, okay? And then the phrase, practice what you preach. This is the closest I think we can get to the walk the talk. Practice what you preach. Do you like that one?
Yeah, I like that. Do what you say.
Exactly.
You gotta practice what you preach. Yeah, if you're telling other people to do something, you have to do it too.
Awesome. So that's why in today's episode, we're going to end with a little exercise, guys. I mean, I love when we touch on the personal development stuff. So we're going to open it up with a quote from Tony Robbins,
our favorite
coach here. And then we're going to walk you guys into something that you can reflect on as you finish up today's episode. Okay. So what is the quote, Michelle?
All right. I challenge you to make your life a masterpiece. I challenge you to join the ranks of those people who live what they teach, who walk their talk.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Tony Robbins. Okay. Very cool. So guys, today we're going to ask you to take a minute and just ask yourself, what is one area of your life where you're not in alignment with what you say and what you do? Like, what is one area where you're not walking the talk? Okay. Where you're not doing what you say you're going to do, or what you say that people should do. Okay. This is really a personal exercise, right? But I mean, personally for me, like, I know when my actions are not aligned with my words. I think it's good to do this once in a while. Step back and think about it. Personally, I have like alarm bells going off in my head when this happens. I don't know if you experienced that, Michelle. Because everyone is in this state sometimes. It's not just like bad people who get stuck doing bad things. It's like everyone is sometimes out of alignment when it comes to what we do and what we say we're going to do.
It's important to reflect.
What? Sorry?
It's important to reflect, and that can help you improve.
Exactly. I mean, it's about living a better life, about reaching our personal goals. I mean, for you, Michelle, when you realize that you're saying something that you don't actually do, do you have a visceral reaction inside your body, or like, how do you react to that when you hear yourself saying something that is not necessarily in alignment?
Yeah. You mean if I'm like giving advice to someone, or telling someone
maybe.
They should do something?
Yeah. Could be that. Giving advice. Something that you don't even do yourself, or like, I don't know, just broadly.
Yeah, of course. It makes you feel kind of funny. Like,
you feel funny.
Oh, I got to do that too. Right. Exactly. So maybe it can encourage you to make a change.
Exactly. So guys, reflect right now as we're finishing up the episode. You know, it's a private activity, but reflect on one area where you feel like you're not quite walking the talk. All right. And I challenge you to make one change today. Decide on one thing. It could be a small action, one new habit you're going to take on. And then come back to our blog if you want to share it, 855. Let us know what you decided to change. I would really like to know if any change comes out of this episode. Okay. So cool. Michelle, Perfect. Any closing thoughts?
Go out and do it, guys. Good luck.
Yeah,
practice what you preach. So cool.
Practice what you preach. I like that. Okay, guys. And also, if one of your decisions is around your English skills, like maybe you're going to spend more time with these episodes, you want to get the transcripts. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe to get on the list and to save 50%. If you're taking the IELTS exam and that's one of your areas that you are going to get into alignment for, go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com to get on that blog and get that podcast. Okay. Very cool. This has been good. I love these kinds of episodes where we can talk about getting a better life here.
That's right. I love it too.
Okay,
well,
Michelle.
Thanks for that. That was awesome, Lindsay. Good thoughts.
Very cool. Very cool. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.